This is a podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn.
St. Valentine's Day is coming up this Thursday. It's the biggest day of the year for florists, that's for sure. And buying your loved one some flowers, it's a beautiful part of the day. But can you be sure that the flowers you are buying don't have some sort of secret meaning that might actually give the opposite meaning to what you want to say, which is, I love you? Knowing the symbolism and what flowers mean and the flower types can help you choose the right arrangement. Mercedes Sarmini is an expert in all things flowers. She joins us to discuss how we go about picking the right blooms this and Valentine's Day and for other occasions for our loved ones. Welcome to Overnights.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, usually on St. Valentine's Day, people, you know, ring up, got to be months in advance, very difficult to do it at the last minute, order some flowers.
I wish.
And
yeah.
Say, listen, just give me 2 dozen roses.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
Well, if you're going to receive 2 dozen red roses or whatever colour roses, you know that your partner's pretty serious about you. So that is a very big tick. But roses come, as we all know, in different colour, yep. But also different sizes of blooms, like the heads. So the bigger the head, the more money your partner's invested into your gift. The smaller the head, the more thrifty he is. But then they say that it's the thought that counts. So yeah. I'm swaying more towards that.
It really?
Really is. It's the thought that counts.
So red roses, white roses, pink roses, yellow roses.
Do they all have different meanings?
Let's start with a red rose. What does a red rose mean?
Love. It stands for love. The colour red increases your heart rate, increases your appetite as well.
Really?
So colour, just like music, can manipulate your mood. So we need to be very clear about what message you want to convey to the receiver.
That receiver has got to know those meanings, though. You might just think, well, here's some red roses. That means I love you. That person knows that that means I love you.
Yep.
Everyone's happy.
But then there's confusion. I mean, if you're just dating someone for a fortnight, red roses are not suitable.
Oh, really? What roses would you choose if you've just started going out with someone?
I'd choose pink.
Pink, okay.
Yeah, pink or yellow. If you receive yellow, you might be a little bit concerned because yellow's about, I'm feeling a little bit jealous.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
so
of course. Yeah.
I'd be doing the 100-meter sprint if you got yellow roses.
But you've got to assume that the person giving the roses knows that they might just think those roses look nice.
It's a fair call.
Yeah.
But that's what florists are here for,
to interpret
what colour is. But look, I feel that, yes, Valentine's Day is about the colour red and predominantly red roses.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, the best selling rose in the world, minus Valentine's Day, is the rose. If it's not fragrant, that means that it's been grown indoors. If it is fragrant, it means that it's been grown outdoors.
Okay.
So if you are a very passionate cut flower buyer, yes, Valentine's Day is next Thursday, make a call, book in local roses because you want to share that aroma, that fragrance with your partner.
Most flowers in Australia are not local though, are they? Most come from overseas. It's about 90%.
They do. And I want to share this with the listeners. When they're imported from overseas, like Ecuador,
Zimbabwe,
even India, they come into our channels, like the airport, and they go through quarantine. And the poor blossoms get gassed to almost death.
Really?
Yes.
And so when you're going to the florist or you're ringing up, this St. Valentine's Day, you want to say, I want local. You're going to be paying more for them though, aren't you?
Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
But they last longer. Why? Because they haven't been gassed.
That's interesting, isn't it?
But look, the florist most of the time doesn't have enough time to give the TLC to the rose.
If you don't want to buy roses, what about red carnations? Are they just as good on St. Valentine's
Day?
Absolutely.
Look, if you want to keep the uniform of the colour red, because that's what Valentine's Day stands for, there are carnations, there are, you know, other cut flowers like tiger lilies that are red. Ranunculus at the moment is red. And you know, leucodendron, which is a South African native, is red. But how about something even more different, Rod?
Yes, I'd like that.
Birth month cut flowers.
Yes, good
so,
idea.
So what month are you born in?
I was born in May.
In May. Okay, so May is Lily of the Valley.
Beautiful.
So instead of your partner sending you red roses, your partner's going to be different this year, and they're going to say, well, Rod was born in the month of May, so I'm going to send him Lily of the Valley.
Very nice.
Now, how long have you been with your partner?
About 25 years.
25 years. Now, if you didn't want to go by birth month cut flower, let's go by anniversary cut flower.
All right.
So 25 years is Mr. Iris. So instead of your partner buying you red roses, mm-hmm. it's now Iris.
So a bit of an Iris Lily of the Valley mix.
You can mix them all together. Perfect. And that then tells you that your partner has put a lot of effort thinking about your gift.
Isn't that nice? But again, I love this idea. You've got to make sure both people know, don't you? So it would be lovely if the florist added a little card saying, Lily of the Valley, that's the birth flower for May, and blah, blah, blah. That'd be helpful, wouldn't it?
Well, that'll make your florist more outstanding from the florist across the road, absolutely. But leading up to Valentine's Day, Rod, I mean, we're lucky to get 10 hours sleep in 3 days.
Is it fair to say that flowers are a lot more expensive at this time of the year? How much more expensive would they be on, I think, Thursday, St. Valentine's Day? You know, the second busiest day of the year for florists?
Well, depending on which florist you're talking to, it can be the best day of the year or the second, because the other day is Mother's Day.
I was always told it was the day after Valentine's Day, all the people that forgot to send it on the 14th and then think, oh, I better do it on the 15th.
Well, better late than never, but it's in my books it's called Thrifty Day because they get it more than half price.
Really? So you're paying double the price on the 14th and half the price on the 15th because you've got to get rid of all that extra stock.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah. Mercedes Sarmini is our guest as we talk flowers. It's a lovely gift. Everyone likes getting fresh flowers, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if you're a believer, they say that it all started in the Garden of Eden. And my job, my calling is just reminding everybody where it all started.
Is it best to go into a florist, do you think, and choose it yourself if you're not going to go via the red, the birth month or the anniversary perhaps, to go in? Or do you just ring up and say to the florist, hey, mix all these things together for me?
Well, in any business, when it's done face-to-face, it's better than ringing up over the phone, unless if you have a relationship with your florist, then I will take, you know, the risk and I invest in their judgment. But if you are ringing a random florist because you're one that you have a relationship with has sold out, and that's very common, my advice to the listeners is to go in and pick it yourself.
What are some of the other flowers and the symbols of those flowers that you might choose to make a difference in Valentine's Day bouquet?
Well, another popular cut flower is Mr. Tulip. And we all know when tulips are in the vase, they flop. And you think, oh my God, my partner's just spent over $100 and they look like they... you know, they need to be straightened up, and I think they're dead. I want to touch on death when it comes to cut flowers. You've done the right thing. You've slipped on the heels or the sneakers. You haven't given it tap water because tap water is a crime.
Hang on. When you get the flowers and you put it in the vase, and it could be a shorter vase in order to keep it up, or a longer vase to make sure it doesn't flop over in the case, say, of the tulip, what water do you put in it then if it's not tap water?
Water from the kettle from the night before, or filtered water.
Really?
Because tap water is a crime. And why? If you are using tap water, and I'll share with you why, because it's got chlorine in it. So chlorine needs to burp out of the water. If you stand your water for a minimum of 4 hours, just like humans burp,
so don't
guess
ever...
what? Water does too.
So what you're saying is do not take those flowers... put them in the vase and just run the tap into it. You're saying run the tap into a jug or something, wait for 4 hours and then put it
in. I'm sure you've got some, you know, water in your kettle from the night before. And, you know, if you don't, make sure you put the kettle on the night before because it's Valentine's Day the next day.
So what difference does it make to the flower?
Well, it lasts longer.
Okay.
Yeah, but with cut flowers, they can hold their breath out of water for 15 minutes.
Right.
And what happens after 15 minutes? They go into coma. Mm. So if you don't cut the stems, they don't bleed. And if they're not bleeding, Rod, they won't drink when you put them in the vase with water in it.
Or in the vase.
Vase.
So what else do you put in the water besides... the flowers, the stems, because we've heard a lot of theories. You put maybe a coin in or you put sugar in or something like that. Right. Do you do that?
Did you watch your mum do that?
No.
Putting in a penny used to work, but it's okay. A quick fix. Aspirin is another. Is a quick fix.
What?
Yeah, drop an aspirin into the
water.
One
of the fizzy ones?
Yeah, yeah, aspirin.
So yep. One that AspiroClear or whatever that dissolves in water?
Yeah, I've used AspiroClear. Yeah, that's
why
not
does
bad.
That help? What's the difference there?
Well, it's the minerals
okay.
in it. And cut flowers are like women, and if you treat them well, they're more likely to stick around. Yeah, we've done experiments. Believe it or not, espresso coffee, a dash of it into your vase with water can go a long way.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But the most efficient is preservative food or flour food. It's a mixture of three elements, and they are bleach, sugar, and vinegar. So those three combinations is what you find in the sachet.
Oh, yes.
Attached to your bouquet when you receive a gift.
So open it and drop it in or just drop it in?
No, open it.
Yeah, and sprinkle it in the water.
And sprinkle it, into the water.
So how are you looking after the flowers for the 4 hours or so while you're waiting for the water to burp?
Good question. If your florist has done the right thing, your bouquet of flowers is wet packed. Which means that, you know...
In that green stuff.
No, that's floral foam.
Oh.
When it's a bouquet or a posy, it's not in that green stuff, which is floral foam. It's in a, let's say, a plastic bag. And in that plastic bag, it holds onto the stems down the bottom because it's been wrapped in tissue paper and then sprayed with water to keep it hydrated. So while your water is burping, your bouquet is safe.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Cut flowers, every single one of them has a personality.
So that's different to flowers you might pick out of the garden.
Actually, I prefer the ones that you pick out of the garden because they're more organic. More organic, the cut flowers.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. But I want to share this tip. Before the sun goes up, predominantly speaking, there are certain cut flowers, and one of them is Miss Hydrangea, the one that looks like grandma's shower caps. Do you know what they look like?
Yes, of course.
So just before the sun goes up, she's got a full bladder, God love her. So you need to cut her with a full bladder because that full bladder has a lot of starch in her torso. And that's what stops her from then looking drunk in the vase with water later on.
So you're saying that if you want to cut your hydrangeas, cut them before the sun comes up.
Yep, or just before the sun goes down because on both occasions, she's got a full bladder and you need those minerals in her torso for her to last longer.
It's easier too if you want to fill up your jug with water and then go out and cut the flowers 4 hours later.
Absolutely. And Miss Hydrangea, along with Miss Sunflower, she's a waterholic.
That's true.
Some cut flowers drink more than others.
What about Australian native flowers, sending them? What do you think about that?
I'm more swaying towards Australian cut flowers, native cut flowers. They're just long-lasting, but they are also waterholics. So you need to recut the stem again before you put it into burped water.
Right.
But this is where they differ to the others. No flower food, because they don't like flower food in their water, which is the combination of vinegar, sugar.
So don't put that in.
No. And with natives, because they have a woody stem, you need to put more water in the vase than normal.
How long should you keep the water before changing it?
If it's got flower food water, you can change it every third day. If it's burped water, it needs to be changed every day. The difference between putting a packet of flower food and not putting a packet of flower food, what does it do to the flower?
You tell me.
Well, it's a bit like premium petrol and unleaded. You're going to get extra kilometres out of your cut flowers if you're using flower food opposed to not using it.
They last a couple of days longer.
Maybe a week longer. Yeah.
Interesting. Are you going to be sending or receiving any flowers this Valentine's Day?
I'm hoping to be receiving. It's another Valentine's Day that I'm on my own. In fact, out of the 18 that I've been on my own, I've only received 2 gifts in the 18 years.
I find that so hard to believe.
I'm still single, so if any listeners, let me know.
They can send you some flowers.
Absolutely.
And they've got to be very careful what colour of the flowers, what type of flowers.
Exactly.
If you are sending flowers anonymously to somebody that you're trying to impress or trying to win over, what type of flowers should you send? If you're a bloke sending it to a woman or the other way around?
because of society and the way that it's been programmed, stick to the red roses, okay. but spend more on the head. Okay. Because the bigger the head, the more expensive, your partner's got to know you've invested in her. And add some balloons and chocolates with it and maybe a teddy.
What about girls, women sending it to blokes? Should they be also sending roses or what should they be sending?
Well, it's all about equality, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
so
they
you're
should
saying
be doing,
roses.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Or maybe just be different because, you know, opposites attract. Find out what month he's born in. And if, what anniversary date it is, okay. and mix the two flowers together.
Interesting. Mercedes, thank you so much and have a very happy St. Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
And that was another podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.